deliver, if you can believe this, on store shelves within a reasonable period of time. The FDA will deny this, but their new proposed regulation, and it's in a proposal state, industry's allowed to comment on it for 90 days. They don't say when it will go into effect, but it basically retroactively would require every dietary supplement on the store shelf today to undergo testing to find out if it's safe. Now, you remember 1994, we won a great day in American health freedom when we put the burden on the FDA to prove they're unsafe, and then you can come after us and do something to protect the public. But it was assumed that dietary supplements were safe. There was an asterisk to that in 1994. Anything new, any new dietary ingredient, any new herb or, that hadn't been in the marketplace prior to 1994 would have to be tested. And it has to undergo some toxicity testing and then some testing to make sure it doesn't cause gene mutations, and then further testing to make sure it doesn't cause birth defects. This all sounds reasonable, except the FDA, 16 years later now, says every product that's been introduced since then will have to undergo this testing. Well, how do you make dietary supplements any safer than they really are? We put dietary supplements through three stages of testing, just like we do drugs, first in lab dishes, second in animals, and then finally in humans. And then we expand the human trials, and a lot of drugs are recalled when they're expanded into larger groups of humans. We already have dietary supplements in wide, broad use by human populations. We don't need to go back and use the lab dishes and the little mice. And that's what they're forcing the industry to do. And obviously, there's a reason for this. We'll try and explain it in just a moment. But it would force the industry, without the birth control studies, the birth defect studies, that would be $70,000. It would be 1 to 3 years and over $1 million to conduct the birth defect study. So what you'd have here is an industry that does $25 billion of business, and let's say it nets 10% of that, or $2.5 billion in revenue and profits in a year. It would have to spend...
Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Bill.
The industry would have to spend $50 billion to do this testing. And the industry only makes $2.5 billion in profits in a year, so it would take...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
To be able to reproduce, the health products do not cause problems. There's certainly nowhere near as many problems, very, very few problems from health products, but there are all sorts of problems from proprietary drugs. But of course, what's happening is the major drug companies are going to have a multi-billion dollar cutback. Certainly, drugs are coming off patent. They've got to make their money someplace. And what they're going to do, of course, is target the health food, health product industry. And of course, they're going to cut back the amount of vitamins in a vitamin pill. They're going to regulate every aspect of the health products. And of course, they're going to take most of them off the market. So you're going to be forced to go ahead and simply get your drugs and get your vitamins and things from the drug companies, the multi-billion dollar drug companies. And of course, they don't want the competition. This is what it's really all about. And remember, the people from the FDA, after they've served the drug companies while working for government, then they go to work for the drug companies at big fat salaries until they retire. In other words, in payment for services, payment for going along with the drug companies, will be assured that you're going to get a comfortable job working for the people you are regulating before that. And certainly ought to be a law that says you can't. Well, I don't suppose you're supposed to go to work for the drug companies for 6 months or a year, but they always find ways around that. And the tragedy is, of course, they use federal regulations to target competitors, and certainly the health product industry competes with the drug companies, the multi-billion dollar drug companies, and they're going to crush the health products industry. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, we saw the FDA drag its feet. 1994 was when the Dietary Supplement Health and Safety Act was approved. There were good manufacturing practice guidelines within that legislation that would go into effect. It took till 2005 for the FDA to even write them up, so they could always say, well, dietary supplements aren't made, they're inferior, they're not as good as drugs. And I want to know how in the world it got to be that drugs are so unsafe, and the less tested dietary supplements are safer than an aspirin tablet, safer than table salt, safer than tap water, even safer than food itself. How did the less regulated ones get there? And so the FDA was hoping that there would be, you know, so many problems with the dietary supplements that would occur due to the lack of good manufacturing practice guidelines, that they'd fall into a trap, the product would be removed, declared unsafe, and then easily moved to be a drug. But it didn't happen. So then came the new dietary ingredient law that I'm talking about now, and they're going back and assuming they're unsafe, as I'm saying, how could you make them any safer than they already are? It, kind of in a humorous fashion, there's a gentleman running a health food store in Redwood City, David Stouter, and he says, you know, we're going to have to shoot some people right here in the store to come up with enough dead bodies to equal the amount that are killed by the drug. So he's just kind of a facetious way of saying something, but it's true. I was trying to explain that people get on airplanes in Europe and Asia, and they fly here to the United States, and they visit health food stores and natural pharmacies, and they stock up on $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 of what? Dietary supplements. They take them back home. because they can't get them there, because they're expensive, because they require doctor's prescription. Here we have that freedom, and it's going to be taken away. It's going to be taken away because of these, well, some people even listening tonight still aren't convinced because they hear these things that dietary supplements are unsafe. They're not as safe as prescription drugs. And, of course, the big lie, the big hidden secret, the biological action of virtually every prescription drug can be duplicated by a dietary supplement. That is not to matter. We have fascist medicine in America today. The prescription drugs are paid for by insurance. The people have been vanquished of their money. They don't have retirement funds. And they choose to take what insurance gives them, the problematic prescription drugs, because they only cost a dollar or two with their copayment versus a dietary supplement that may cost $15 or $25 a month. So what we have is a horrible situation, as I explained it here, that, you know, we actually have a situation where dietary supplements are over-regulated, and we have the, you know, situation where the drugs are supposedly safe, and, of course, it's the wires are crossed. It's actually the other way around. And a lot of older people and people on Medicare and so on, they wouldn't think twice about when their doctor tells them to take a prescription drug, they're just going to take it. They have no idea that the FDA approves ineffective drugs. What do you call statin drugs? They've never been proven to reduce mortality rates. What? But my doctor looks at me straight in the face and says, if you don't take this statin drug, you're going to die of a sudden death heart attack. But it prevents heart attacks in 1 out of 70 people, but not mortal heart attacks. It does reduce cholesterol, but cholesterol isn't the main cause of arterial disease. So the New England Journal of Medicine was just lamenting the other day that the FDA approved a cancer drug which doesn't improve survival, another ineffective drug. We have a horrible situation we're facing here. 5 million American zombies, older people walking around with Alzheimer's disease. It's going to be devastating to our country, they admit. We need prevention. We need to do something now. All of the drugs that the FDA, quote, has approved for Alzheimer's disease, that's Tacrin and Aricept, are useless. This is very well known in the medical literature. Why does the FDA approve ineffective drugs? Which is what they do. And then they approved, remember, Vioxx, of course, that anti-inflammatory drug. They allow these drugs to be widely advertised on television before it's proven they're broadly safe in larger populations once they're approved in smaller groups. And then the FDA hid that to the point where a whistleblower had to fly to Britain and in the British Medical Journal reveal that Vioxx was unsafe and killing thousands of Americans. By the way, all of that was done at the very same time the FDA was writing a letter to the tart cherry growers in Michigan that their products were mislabeled and violating FDA rules because they were declared to be a drug. Well, what was happening is the United States Department of Agriculture did a study and found out that tart cherry was equivalent to ibuprofen, a pain-relieving anti-inflammatory drug. Well, of course, it doesn't have the side effects of Vioxx. And so while thousands of Americans were dying with Vioxx, they were jumping on the tart cherry growers. And it was a different branch of the government that said that all they were doing was pointing to the U.S. Department of Agriculture website, and they got sanction letters from the FDA while their own little FDA-approved drug was killing thousands. And you know, there was a time back here a few years ago that the pharmaceutical companies in Europe were marketing an anti-anxiety drug. Well, it's natural, called kava. Kava, it's a little root they use traditionally in the South Pacific Island. And kava is traditionally used there. It was being sold as a drug in Europe. As I tell you, we don't realize the freedoms we have. Well, they were having liver problems there with kava. So the FDA caught wind of this and sent out a bulletin in the United States. Anybody using kava, let us know if you're having liver problems. it scared everybody away from Cava Cava. The whole industry was destroyed here. The South Pacific Islanders had to plow over their fields, and the whole industry was destroyed, and there never was a problem here. This is the wonderful FDA. They, you know, they're out after the supplements, but boy, the drugs, they can stay on the markets for years if they're ineffective or even killing people. So this is your wonderful FDA. We're going to start a program called Operation Pushback. We hope to get a lot of you helping us. We need volunteers. Our only out is not to appeal to the FDA. That's like writing a letter to Hitler. We need to go to, obviously, our congressman and tell them no more. We need to push back against the FDA a second time, like we did in 1994. And we're going to need volunteers to go in and print out some things off the Internet. This is all a volunteer effort. And we'll be telling you more about it in a subsequent show because we're just getting it together now. But we'll have documents for everyone to take to their congressman. And we want to know, is he going to side with us or decide not to act on this or decide with the FDA? But we want to know where these congressmen are so we can get them unelected. We're going to tell them face-to-face. That's what's going to happen. We're going to have an army of people working to make sure they don't get reelected if they don't stand with us. And let me tell you, this is a bigger issue than just dietary. So I know a lot of you folks, maybe you not so excited about dietary supplements. You take your prescription drug loyally and you believe your doctor's done the best by you. That's fine. But you don't realize what's going away. What is disappearing in America is choice and freedom. And our what we have today is fascist government and fascist medicine. What in the world is it? Well, you want to know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you getting your life insurance policy, and they give you a physical, and you happen to have high cholesterol, and they tell you you better get on a statin drug or you can't keep your life insurance policy. I'm talking about your kids going to school, and they can't stay in school unless they get vaccinated. This is fascist medicine. This is industry in league with government and paying them off. This is what's happening. We've met the enemy. He's ourself. And you see companies today buying off government and all this. I mean, understand how far this is going to go. We've got 40 million people on food stamps. They're only a few people away from just
hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Bill.
Well, as I was saying, we have fascism in government today. Understand how close government is to taking control of every bit of our lives. They've already got food stamps for millions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
With corn and grains, and it changes the acidity or alkalinity of the intestines, so you get a much higher rate of salmonella in the intestine. It multiplies the bacterial count about 100 times, and so then we do get bacteria contaminated meat. We didn't have that in the past, but as we've changed the feeding of our cattle, so we've changed the pH of their intestinal tract, and now we see much more in the way of certainly antibiotic resistant bacteria and infections. We see the same thing with the recent contamination of the turkey that's coming out. Of course, we use a lot of antibiotic in our meat products, and then of course we get antibiotic resistant bacterium. But go ahead, Bill, pick up the story and pointing out basically
we see industry just controlling government. Now remember, government is here to try to protect public safety. So do we have another Vioxx in the making here? The FDA just this past month here took a drug called Brilinta. It's a blood thinning drug, and it's made by, I won't say the drug company, they're trying to get approval for it. Well, the FDA in December of 2010 voted 7-1 against that drug. All of a sudden, here in July, they reconsidered and approved the drug based on data from Europe, not from U.S. data where we have studies here. They ignored all the U.S. studies which showed that this drug, Brilinta, is not as safe as Plavix, the blood thinner that many of you take. You've heard about Plavix. Well, Plavix is coming off patent here early next year. It'll be under $1 to buy Plavix. So all of a sudden, drug patent expiration, FDA changes its mind based on data in Europe. Why are we suspicious? Doctors are waving the red flag that the studies in Europe were all monitored by the drug company. We're you know, trusting them to give us the data like we did with Vioxx that killed thousands of Americans. So the doctors are all waving the red flag and saying there's something wrong here. Why did we vote against this? And here it is again. If you want to know what fascism is, it's industry controlling government. And it's, we've met the enemy. He is us. We see these large companies doing this. It doesn't matter. What is this new drug called Brilinta, this blood thinner? What's it going to cost? $7.24 a day. What? You know what Plavix is going to cost when it goes off patent? Less than a dollar a day. I mean, you see what the FDA is doing here? They're here to protect the pharmaceutical industry and their interests. Why are we approving ineffective drugs? Why are we approving problematic drugs? Why are we approving drugs that kill people? So you all know the FDA will approve a drug off based off data from a few hundred people. When it expands into greater use in by thousands, tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands, we can see measures of safety and see what really happens out there. And what we find is a lot of drugs, a number of years later, being recalled off the market for actually increasing mortality rates. Have you ever heard Dr. Stan talk about covert population control methods? You know, you start to think of some of these things when you see what they're doing. What about a cholesterol-lowering drug that basically does nothing, doesn't stop heart attack, but it's wonderful because it's hung on a number. We can go to the doctor, we see our cholesterol number went down, and we think we're safer from dying of a sudden death heart attack when you aren't. Well, what about baby aspirin? Well, did you know that baby aspirin doesn't provide you enough dose to prevent a sudden mortal heart attack, a blood clot in one of those four coronary arteries that then causes a mortal heart attack? And so the FDA hasn't told you that one either. You need a full dose aspirin tablet, a 325 milligram dose, and if you take that, you run the risk of gastric bleeding, ulcers, and you're going to have the risk of hemorrhages in the brain. You're just disease substitution. It's not disease prevention. So it kind of equals out. Well, where do we go? We have nothing now to prevent a sudden mortal heart attack. Statin drugs don't do it. Baby aspirin doesn't do it. Does your government tell you this? The best thing you've got on the market to prevent a sudden mortal heart attack is called a resveratrol pill. You can get them all over the place. Don't take too high a dose. It works in a contrary way. But resveratrol pills will, in animals, you can't do this study in humans. It's unethical, but it took mortal heart attacks and turned them into non-mortal events.
Well, that thought will be right back.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Miles per gallon, the Volkswagen is not allowed to bring them in the United States. Why? Because, of course, if you get a couple hundred miles per gallon, probably using a diesel, why, of course, it would undercut the drug companies, and they want to ensure the profits for the drug companies. There's all this sort of thing that goes on all the time, and of course the average individual has no knowledge because it's the media is controlled and they suppress the information. Our FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, is in bed with the drug companies. Its decisions are made not about what's healthy for the people, but it's what's good for the drug companies. Bill points out that the drug companies, of course, when products go off of a patent, why suddenly then you can get the generic products at a fraction of the cost. So what do the drug companies do? Why they pay the companies not to make generic drugs, to compete with their products so they can continue instead of getting their obscene profits. This is totally against the law. But then, after all, who's going to enforce the law when you've got, of course, people working for government who are in the hip pockets of the drug companies, and the people are getting certainly taken advantage of. But don't worry about the government's paying it with the drug insurance, Medicare drug insurance. And this is the way the system really works. And now, of course, they're out to shut down the health food industry. Well, before we go on, Bill, will you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get to your website, get information on the things that you're talking about?
You want to read it all, get the citation, see what's true. Go to knowledgeofhealth.com. Knowledgeofhealth.com. You read these things. We'll have another website up soon about Operation Pushback, how to get our dietary supplement freedom. We want to remove the FDA from its oversight over the Food and Drug Administration oversight over dietary supplements. We want to get this completely out. We're going to fight back. And the way to do it is get brushed up on what I'm talking about. You can see my 16-page document I wrote to the FDA as a comment on their new onerous regulations. And I want to ask Americans that are listening here tonight, do you know of a dietary supplement that sells $1 billion a year? Do you know of one? There is one. Now, remember, you know, Lipitor sells over $10, $12 billion a year of a cholesterol-lowering drug. There are a number of blockbuster billion-dollar drugs on the market. There really isn't a dietary supplement that sells a billion, though there ought to be. But there is one, and it's called Lovaza, and it's GlaxoSmithKline's fish oil product. It's a fish oil concentrate made in a special way to lower triglycerides. By the way, it raises LDL bad cholesterol. They don't want to tell you about that. But they're selling it at $8 a day. There's another company on the market. They'll get them off the internet real quick because they're kind of violating the FDA rules. But what they're doing is they're selling that a fish oil concentrate pill for $8 a day, $240 a month. You can buy a fish oil concentrate for around $1 a day, $30. Do you understand what they're doing? How do they sell an $8 a day prescription only fish oil pill? Because insurance pays for it. The people don't argue. The doctor prescribes it, and there it goes. And this is the fascist system we're in. It's controlled, and it's controlled to raise the bill, not to deliver affordable medicine. And this is why we're going bankrupt in our country. The FDA is working in league with the drug companies to optimize their profits and gouge the system. Why wouldn't the insurance companies stand against this? Because the insurance companies make maybe 2%. But if the volume's higher, that 2% becomes more money. And insurance companies get to play with money. If they delay payments to doctors and hospitals, they get to invest it and make more money, and so they delay those payments. That's how insurance companies want the bill to go up, not down. Everything is being worked against the public. And as long as the public keeps getting handouts from government and doesn't understand it's losing its freedom, then this is what you get. We've had enough. Have you had enough, America? Are you ready to push back, or are you going to keep sitting here complacently? I stick my neck out here. I've been the kind of a person that's been the sacrificial lamb on a few issues at times. And I wonder if the FDA isn't going to seek reprisal against me. Look, we all have to risk something someday. We all, I tried to send out a press release about the FDA trying to take vitamin pills away from babies and pregnant moms. And the public relations agency that I was releasing this to threw the thing back at me and said I had a vendetta against the government. Can you imagine this? What was our country founded on? What was it founded on? The ability to plead and appeal and tackle the government. What was the Constitution? The right to complain. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a country. We've accepted, a false god, which is our country. We love our country. We think highly of it. We wave the flag. It has a wonderful legacy in history. But its present state is a mess. And now we see this again. What they're going to do is manipulate and make all these dietary supplements drugs at a higher cost when modern medicine, Medicare is $60 trillion underfunded. And we're going to try to make drugs or dietary supplements higher cost. Now, one of the very interesting things for your audience to learn, Dr. Stan, while we still have a few minutes. Modern medicine makes drugs that are man-made. They usually get the idea of them from botanical, plants, from molecules found in plants. And then they make analogs of those, that is, rearrange the molecules so they can get patents and gain profit. And supposedly that analog is supposed to be better than nature. And that drug is designed to address what we call single-cell receptor sites or a single gene in the cure or treatment of a single disease. That is a modern drug today. Let me tell you about nutraceuticals, particularly one called resveratrol. A nutraceutical is a natural molecule. It's not patentable. It's more affordable. It has fewer side effects and problems. It addresses many gene targets and would take the place of many, many drugs on the marketplace today. You have a pill in the store called resveratrol. It's going to be taken off the market if the FDA gets their way, and it is humanity's one shot at finally getting somewhere. You can take one pill. I know we all love to take pills. Average American senior on Medicare takes 5 pills a day. We don't think anything about the drugs we take. We wonder why we never get well. Resveratrol overcomes diabetes, blindness, heart disease, and the list goes on and on and on. So in one molecule, and Big Pharma doesn't want that molecule to get known. It doesn't want it to get adopted. The problem is there's 360 resveratrol pills on the market. I know I make one of them, and they're untested and unproven, and you know, most of them promoted by a bunch of sharks and hucksters, and they haven't got any idea what's the proper dose, and they haven't tested them. So, but I would tell you, you know, if you're excited about this, go get one. Don't get a very high dose because they turn around on you, and don't get an ineffective dose like you get at the big box discount stores. You know which those are, because it'll say resveratrol on the front of the label, and there won't be any resveratrol. Maybe a couple of micrograms, a minute amount, an ineffective amount at the big discount stores. So, of course, they don't want you to know about this. But, you know, people are so afraid to back away from their prescription drugs that something terrible would happen to replace them with dietary supplements. The fear is great. The people are scared. They don't have any money. You know, we have a problem. Our incomes haven't risen with inflation in the last three or four decades. When I was a kid, a $35,000 salary was pretty good. You advertise a $35,000 job these days, there's a line around the block. If we haven't had raises, so what happened? They had to be two-income families. Now we've reached the end of that one. The American dream is going, and we see what's happening. Well, we have to be competitive in the world. We just can't raise our salaries like they do in Italy. They just raise their salaries, and then, of course, they devalue the lira, the Italian lira. Well, they went to the euro. They can't do that now, and so Italy's collapsing. What do we do here? We don't devalue the dollar. What do? We let inflation take your money out the back door of the bank. In five more years, if you have money in the bank, it'll all be vanquished. Oh, it says the same amount, but you won't be able to buy anywhere near the same amount of goods and services with it. And once Americans are vanquished of their wealth, we'll all be standing in bread lines. We won't have any time to fight the government, and that's exactly what they want. And we're going to take what they give us, what they decide for us, whatever the dietary supplements are, whatever the drugs are, whatever the food is. We're just going to get Cargill's salmonella-laden turkey meat, which we've been getting for the last few months, 36 million pounds of it out there, and they wouldn't recall it. How far does this have to go till you get mad and push back? You just need to know what to do. We're going to try to help you. But when you see what is actually happening, when you know that this is ending up in hurting you and your loved ones, when you know it leads to premature death, And you are taking prescription drugs that are nothing but trouble. You know, I talked to a man the other day that was taking one of these resveratrol pills, happens to be one I'm involved in, and his atrial fibrillation disappeared. Now, they have no drug that can do that. They give you a blood thinner to prevent blood clots from it, but they have no way to handle it, and it disappeared. Okay, well, maybe that's just happenstance. But then a couple of months later, his vision improved. He was, since a child, not able to get his vision in one eye better than 20/50, and it's now 20/25. Even with cataract surgery, that wouldn't do it. And then he's been declared a fragile diabetic. His hemoglobin A1C, if all of you are diabetics, know it was 6.8. It's now 5.8, and, of course, he's considered a non-diabetic. So, and that all happens with one pill, not the 12 pills that modern medicine gives you. I hope you know if you're taking a blood pressure pill, none of those pills address the cause of your high blood pressure. Is the cause of your high blood pressure that your heart is beating too fast? Well, if they give you a beta blocker, it slows the heart rate, but that isn't the cause of your high blood pressure. Is it because you have too much blood in your system and that causes your blood pressure to go up? No, that isn't the cause. That's what diuretics do. They wash the fluids out of your body. And therefore, but that isn't the problem. How about too much of ACE? ACE is a little hormone in your kidneys. ACE inhibitors they use. So is it that's the problem? No, that isn't the problem. These are the drugs they use for blood pressure. What is the problem? with blood pressure. Your blood vessels won't widen or dilate as you exert yourself and get up and walk and so on. And so if they remain small, the pressure is higher. Now, what in the world could help you dilate your blood vessels? A whole bunch of dietary supplements could do that for you. One of them is called resveratrol. I've been talking about nitrates from they're in things like beets, sugar beets. You can go buy beetroot products in the health food store, and they'll dilate your blood vessels. Arginine is an amino acid, dilates your blood vessels. So you need a dilator, and nature has a bunch of them. So the health food store is filled with wonderful medicines, but they've created a system where insurance won't pay for those. They will pay for the drugs. That is what we call fascist medicine. If you think you still live in a democracy and a republic, you don't. You live in a fascist country today. It's being controlled by who? Industry. They've bought off Washington. Because these things are free and handed to you, do you realize your freedom's been taken away? When will you push back? There, you have a chance to live a wonderful, long, and healthy life. And instead, you're living a miserable life while you're taking these drugs and you never get well and you never understand why. So, you know, we're trying to help you. Trying to give you the bad news with the good news. Yes, while we still can do something about it, we need to fight back. We need to do something.
Well, let's get that website out. It's called Knowledge of Health. Is it .com?
KnowledgeofHealth.com, KnowledgeofHealth.com. You know, I had to take that website down because a lot of people stole so much material from it, and the people who run helped me with the graphics and do things for me. They just stole all the material from my own computer and put it back up there as a surprise to me. So it's up there. I hope I don't get in legal problems trying to chase everybody trying to steal the material. It's only the commercial people. It's not people like you that are listening. Because it was meant to be given away. There's no commercial influence there. We're not getting anybody's hand out. We're not selling books or anything there. We're just talking to you about ways you can stay healthy. You can go there right now and understand why your children have peanut allergies and food allergies. Wouldn't you like to know, well, why do other kids not have those allergies and your kids do? Go read it. And, of course, your own allergist isn't going to tell you because he'd be out of business. It's a simple little pill you can give your children, and it will fix those allergies. It's a sunshine pill called vitamin D. You can read about it at knowledgeofhealth.com. You know, we're not selling anything there. I have made a commitment to God and my own family that we would try to help desperate people who need help because they don't have sufficient funds. And we've refused to just have our hand out all the time. I don't need any awards for this. But that's why we created knowledgeofhealth.com. So people that are desperate for health information could go there. And you can even leave a message and ask, well, you know, I have this health problem. Do you have any suggestions? And we try to get back to people and tell them. I can't answer every phone call, but if you catch me on the phone, we'd be happy to help you. You know, and so we're telling you about this world we live in. We have a chance to live long and healthy lives. And what we have is the pharmaceutical company has bought off Washington, D.C.
Well, I think it's time that people got involved. Go to Knowledge of Health. Understand what's going on. Start calling people, letting people know. Let your congressman know. Tell them, of course, that the FDA has no right to destroy people's lives. Ben, you've got 3 minutes there to wrap up the program.
Of course, I don't know where all of you have been listening tonight, whether you've gotten this whole program. We try to make it as...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol, It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet, and we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
And, of course, all the wonderful things he could do. Why, of course, he actually originally started going into business with Bill Sardi, but was told he couldn't do that by Harvard. GlaxoSmithKline and Friends gave Harvard $720 million, almost $750 million, for the rights to develop this resveratrol product, because, of course, it would be so effective. It certainly would replace most medicines. It's resveratrol in proper doses was an amazing, amazing product. They worked with it for a year, and they said, oh, shucks, $720 million really doesn't work. We're just going to abandon it. Why would you spend $720 million for a product that didn't work? Why? Because it did work and you wanted to suppress it. That is what we are really dealing with today, exactly as the major drug companies are simply paying other companies not to produce generics so that they can continue making their profit. We have a book by Marcia Angel, Dr. Marcia Angel, What You Should Know About the Drug Companies. What you should know about the drug companies. You need to understand the corruption that's going on. As far as our medications are concerned, we've got a great four-tape set on statins, and you need to understand how dangerous the statin drugs are. We have a whole section certainly dealing with health and health problems. Go to our website at radioliberty.com, but let me recommend the book that What You Should Know About the Drug Companies by Dr. Marshall Angel, and, of course, our four-tape set on statin drugs, and there's so much more available from Radio Liberty. You need to get this. You need to understand there's an organized effort to make people sick and to kill them off in large numbers, as Bill pointed out. You have somebody with Alzheimer's disease. If you don't give them any medication, they'll live for a good long time. You give them the medication, they die very quickly. Why? Because the medications are designed to kill them. Well, that couldn't be. Well, that they wouldn't do something like that. Not in America. And I would ask, why not? You need to see my talk on
planned population reduction. Planned population reduction, you need to read my treatise on the population control agenda. It's up available on my website without charge. You can pull it down from the internet, certainly any place. Just type in population control agenda, Stan Monteith or Radio Liberty, and read it. And of course, if you get anything from us, just ask for a free copy or a couple of free copies of the population control agenda. We have another talk called None Dare Call It Genocide. None Dare Call It Genocide. We have certainly a four-tape set on population control. You need to get this information. You need to know exactly what they're doing, because they know what they're doing, and they have taken very effective drugs off the market, and they replaced them with dangerous drugs. They took DDT off the market. It was the safest insecticide we'd ever had, and they replaced it with deadly pesticides that are poisoning our population. And people say if this was going on, everybody would know. And no, the truth of the matter is, if it's going on, no one's going to know, because the media is controlled by six major corporations, all tying into the invisible government, the Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, Bilderbergs, and that, of course, is AOL, Time Warner, split up, but still all interconnected. Certainly Bertelsmann, the German corporation, ties into the CFR, Viacom, that controls CBS, Disney, which controls ABC, GE, which still controls NBC, and certainly they may never be able to sell it to Comcast, and Rupert Murdoch, of course, who controls the Wall Street Journal, controls Zondervan, the largest Christian publisher, and publishes all sorts of anti-Christian books. It certainly controls Fox News and a whole myriad of other corporations. They all interlock into the control of the mentality of the American people. They control what American people think. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com, go to KnowledgeOfHealth.com, and then please pray for Radio Liberty.
Be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming in from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you listen to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Chuck Baldwin. And, of course, Chuck was the Constitution Party candidate for the presidency a couple of years ago, as a minister down in Pensacola, Florida, for many years, and now he's moved up to Montana. He decided that God wanted him up there, and my understanding is that he's got a new church up there, and certainly going to hopefully have a tremendous influence in Montana. Chuck Baldwin, thank you so very much for being with us this evening.
Dr. Stan, wonderful to be with you again. Thank you very much.
Well, certainly the reason I asked you to call come and be with us tonight is because you've written a book. You and your son, Tim, have written a book about Romans 13, which, of course, suggests that Christians should not be involved in government. That's something bad, that we should simply acquiesce and do whatever government says it. And, of course, using a false interpretation of Romans 13, which is exactly what happened in Hitler's Germany. If you haven't read that wonderful book by Erwin Lutzer, which we do carry, called Hitler's Cross, Erwin Lutzer points out how the Nazis used Romans 13 to neutralize the church when the Nazis controlled Germany. And, of course, we're going to be carrying Chuck Baldwin's book as well, and we've talked to his son about getting copies of the book. We think it's important. So why don't you pick up the story and explain to our listeners why Romans 13 is misinterpreted and the Christian's responsibility towards civil government.
Yes, thank you very much. And I concur with you that the Hitler's Cross is a must-read book, and I've recommended people read that as well. Yeah, Romans 13 is probably the most misinterpreted passage of Scripture in the entire Bible. I really can't think of another passage that is more universally misinterpreted than Romans chapter 13. As my son and I have been confronted with this over and over again, we decided to collaborate together and to write this book. We call it Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. And we go verse by verse throughout the entire Bible to show the scriptural references related to this subject. There are hundreds of scriptures, not just those seven verses in Romans 13, but hundreds of verses in the Old and New Testaments that deal with our obligation to authority in general and to civil authority in particular. We also go into the writings of Christian philosophers and theologians throughout history, as well as American history. And we show that universally it has always been taught that at no circumstance, under no condition, were Christians or other believers in, let's say, the Old Testament, required to obey unlawful civil government. And we document this with Scripture and with history. And that's why we wrote the book, Dr. Stan, and it's absolutely critical. If we're going to return America to any semblance of liberty and freedom as it was bequeathed to us by our founding fathers, we are going to have to rid ourselves of this fallacious interpretation of Romans chapter 13. Otherwise, there is no chance to do that.
I certainly agree with you. I think it's so vitally important that people understand that this has been intentionally and purposely, and I believe maliciously, misinterpreted. So we're going to be back here in just a moment with Pastor Chuck Baldwin, talking about Romans 13, what does it mean? What did Paul mean when he wrote it? And why do we have an obligation for the world we live in? Why Christians should be the salt of the earth? Chuck, go right ahead.
Well, Romans chapter 13, verse 1 begins, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. There is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." Right away, we're introduced to the subject of human authority, or authority in general, higher powers. Most Christians and pastors and theologians today interpret higher powers as meaning highest power. In other words, if we are told to do something through a civil authority, we as a Christian are obligated to obey and submit to that declaration, no matter how egregiously sinful or wicked it might be. Assuming, therefore, that the higher powers in verse 1 is above all authority. This is so ludicrous and nonsensical, it's very difficult to believe that Christians could ever come to this kind of a persuasion. Nowhere does Paul suggest that civil government or authority of any kind is the highest power. There is only one highest power, and that power is not human. That power is divine. God alone is the highest power, and he has delegated to human beings various degrees of responsibility and authority based upon whatever the positions in life might be, whether it be family, whether it be church, whether it be commercial or political. There is a sphere of authority that God has given to men. At no point is a man required or obligated to overstep that authority that God has given him. And when he does try to do this, he becomes a tyrant. And as Benjamin Franklin said, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. And that is exactly right. You go back and look at the Old Testament examples, the New Testament examples, and what do you find? You find story after story where men and women of faith resisted the unlawful edicts of government. Whether you're talking about Daniel in the lion's den or the three Hebrew children in the burning fiery furnace, whether you're talking about the judges of Israel, Gideon, etc., or whether you're talking about Simon Peter, who said we must obey God rather than men, story after story gives us the example of people of faith who knew who the highest power was. That was God. And whenever a lower power, deemed a higher power in Romans 13:1, overstepped the boundary, the jurisdiction that God had given them, they, the Christian, was obligated to resist that authority. And so that is right off the bat in verse 1, we are introduced.
Hold that thought. Hold that talk, Chuck.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and because Chuck was just saying, he quoted Benjamin Franklin as saying that resistance to tyranny is loyalty to God. He uses the example of Daniel, who certainly defied the king, because he refused to obey the king's orders, certainly to worship him, certainly the three children there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they risked their lives because, of course, they wanted to be loyal to God. And time again in the scriptures, why, of course, people are encouraged to oppose the ruler who is over them when it came to obeying God. God is the highest authority, and that's what Romans 13 starts out saying. We should be subservient to the highest authority, but that is the lordship of God. And any order that's given by civil government that is in violation of God's law, we have, and I believe it's absolutely correct, we have not only a right, but a moral obligation to oppose an unjust law. But go right ahead.
Yes, exactly right, Dr. Stan. And that's why Tim and I wrote this book, Romans 13, The True Submission, The True Meaning of Submission. And we just found that there was so much misunderstanding relative to Romans 13, so much erroneous interpretation, that it was essential that we put this in print and get it out to not only the Christians and churches, but to the unbelievers as well. Because, you know, Jesus said that the Christians were the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its savor, it's good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of man and cast away. And I think we can see that that's what's happening in America today. The salt, the body of Christ collectively, Christian people in general, have lost their saltiness. They no longer are resistant to decay. Salt resists the natural processes of decay and degradation and preserves the purity of the meat, etc. And that's what Christians are supposed to do. But the only way you can do that is by resisting decay. When the salt loses its saltiness, it's good for nothing. That's what Jesus said. And it's trodden under the foot of man and cast out. And I think that's what's happening in America. We are being trodden under the foot of men. Now, another word for that is oppression or tyranny or dictatorship. Call it what you will throughout history. We are beginning to see the throes of that even now in America. And why is that? It's because Christians no longer resist. They are taught to comply with the civil government no matter what. They are not to question. They are simply to obey. And as you noted in your opening remarks, that's exactly what Hitler and the Third Reich taught. And it's interesting, in Luther's book that you referenced a few minutes ago, he mentions the fact that there were 14,000 evangelical churches in Germany when Hitler was coming to power. And less than 5%, around 800 of those pastors and churches resisted Adolf Hitler. Now think what would have happened, how history would have been changed if instead of 5% being salt, if say 50% would have been salt, if half of the churches in Germany, Dr. Stan, would have resisted this evil machination that was permeating the German nation under the Third Reich and Nazi Germany. Think how history could have been changed and lives could have been saved. But they did not resist. The salt had lost its savor, and it was trodden under the foot of men. And that's what's happening today. I wonder how many churches are there in America today? How many pastors are there in America today that are resisting the evil machinations of whatever the political power might be in Washington, D.C., whether it's Democrat or Republican? It doesn't matter. Right is right, wrong is wrong.
Well, now, basically, how much of that is the fact that most of our churches are 501c3 churches, they're really corporate churches. The ministers are not allowed to speak out, and if they were to speak out on anything political or anti-government, they would lose their 501c3 tax-exempt status. And my understanding is, of course, that you don't have to have a 501c3 to be a tax-exempt organization, and yet the churches have all gone along with it. They become government churches and reflect the position of the government rather than the position of God.
Boy, you are so right. And, you know, you mentioned earlier that we relocated. I was 35 years in Florida, pastoring a very successful church there. And God led us to the Rocky Mountains of Montana, the Flathead Valley, Kalispell area in particular. And we've been here now for, I guess, 9 months or so. And we established a new Christian fellowship here. And Dr. Stan, it is not a 501c3 fellowship. And I tell everyone, when you take the offering every Sunday, your gifts are not 501c3 tax deductible. We make it clear that we are not going to be a servant of men. We are not going to be a government corporation. We are an independent Christian fellowship dedicated to Christ. And we refuse to be entangled with government bondage. And I can't tell you the freedom that gives me as a pastor to preach and proclaim the truth as I understand it to the people that have gathered. And by the way, hundreds are, and they're excited and they're enthusiastic and they give, and they're not doing it because they're going to get a tax deduction. They're doing it because they believe in the message and they believe in the truth. And our fellowship is growing. And I tell you, Dr. Stan, you're exactly right. When you identify the 501c3 tax-exempt status as being a chief problem, and the spiritual or the scriptural justification for that is Romans 13. That's how they justify the 501c3 entanglement.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that when I started my radio ministry, we had a choice. I did have a 501c3 for something else, but we decided simply to do away with that, not to utilize that at all. And we made it very, very clear to our listeners, we are not 501c3, and if you donate to Radio Liberty, you're not going to get a tax deduction. And I do not really feel that this has created a problem. Sometimes people ask at the end of the year about getting a statement, and we always go to them and just say, you have to understand that we are not 501c3 if you want your donations back. Nobody has ever asked for the donations back. And we've had so many people say, we're so pleased to be part of your ministry, Doctor, because, of course, we realize, of course, if we want to get the truth out. Thank you for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So I really think that if ministers had the courage and they put their faith in God more than in government, why we would not have this problem. I think there's so much ignorance among our ministers and so much fear, and they just don't, and maybe there's pressure from their board of directors or from their corporate advisors or from the attorneys that are advising them. But I think that the people want to get out from the yoke of government, and they want to hear the truth preached, and whether it be in your church or on my radio programs.
You are right. We came here with nothing. We had no organization behind us. Completely, literally lost. I lost everything, Dr. Stan. I lost. It's an unbelievable story, but in coming here, my wife and I literally lost everything. And we came here, and we just started by faith this fellowship. And on the very first Sunday, some 200 people arrived, and we have been watching God move among the people. People are being saved. Lives are being changed. And not only that, people are moving here from all over America. We have scores of families that have already moved here and scores more that are in the process of moving here. People are literally uprooting themselves from their homes and their businesses and their properties, and they're moving here because they want to be part of a Christian fellowship that is totally free and independent and among a people who appreciate the truth and who are supportive of the message of truth. You know, so many of these churches, people try to go to them and they try to talk about the things that are going on, and the pastor won't listen, and the people look at them like they're crazy, and they think that, you know, they think they're outcasts and all of that. They come to Liberty Fellowship here in the Flathead Valley of Montana, and they find co-laborers and brothers and sisters that understand them and that are like-minded. They find a brotherhood and a camaraderie with people that understand what's going on and love God and love freedom. And I tell you, it's just a beautiful fellowship. I've never in my 35 years of gospel ministry, I have never experienced anything like this. It is wonderful.
Well, I think it took a great deal of courage on your part to just become Lee Pensacola, where I know you certainly have had a very successful ministry, and strike out on your own, but I think it's so important. And I think you have to be where God wants you to be, and my understanding is that you just had a feeling that God wanted you to do this. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. And not only me, but all of our family. I have three grown children, a daughter and two sons. They're all married with families of their own, and we each independently came to the conclusion that that's where God wanted us to be. And so now we are all here together. All of our families are united here in Montana. We're all serving. We're looking for work, my sons and so forth, my attorney son. I have another son who's in construction, a structural engineer. And they're all, you know, relocating and setting up their businesses here and their families and so forth. But we did it collectively and individually as men and wives and our families. And so, you know, we just really believe that America is going to endure some very, very hard, difficult days ahead. We really believe that God is judging America. We believe that it's going to get worse a long time before it gets better. And we just really believed that God wanted us to be here. And so we came. And with it, we brought our message of liberty and truth from the Word of God, which is the source of truth. And the people here have responded enthusiastically. And one of the first things I did after
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. We'll go right ahead, Chuck.
One of the first things I did.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Led the people there that were at Lexington, the Americans who opposed and were there to simply stop the British. The Redcoats were marching on Lexington because they wanted to arrest Sam Adams and one of the other patriots, and of course they wanted to seize the arms. In fact, they wanted to get the weapons away so that there could be no resistance to tyranny. That's of course the reason that they want to disarm the American people today. But this movement there at Lexington that fired the shot that was heard around the world was led by a Protestant minister. Go right ahead, Jack.
Exactly right. So compare that spirit and that attitude of 1775 and 6 to the spirit and attitude of the American pulpits today. I mean, think about it. If the clergymen of Jonas Clark and John Leland and the great preachers of colonial America had the attitude that we do today, that we are to submit to civil government no matter how evil, no matter how wicked, as they're teaching across the pulpits of America today, we would still be a crown colony today. The United States of America would not exist. There would be no Declaration of Independence. Think about it. No Bill of Rights. We would not understand liberty like we do today, nor would we have this great nation that we have today had it not been for the pulpits in colonial America that understood natural law. They understood biblical law. They understood the true meaning of Romans 13 and jurisdictional authority. And they taught it to their people. And whenever they saw the tyrannical tendency of the crown, they knew what they had to do. They had to resist. Now, they didn't start out by picking up their firearms. That was a last resort. There were many, many years of debate and redress and appeal to the various governing officials in Great Britain to try and rectify the things that were wrong. But after a point in time, then it became obvious when the crown marched upon the citizens of Lexington and Concord with guns in hand to seize the weapons of the colonists and to arrest Sam Adams and John Hancock. It was Pastor Jonas Clark and the men of the church at Lexington that stood on that green and fired the shot heard around the world, and our war for independence was underway. And again, it was because the pastors and the clergymen of colonial America understood the true biblical message of submission.
One of the things that really disturbed me so much today is that none of our ministers are talking out against torture. I have never yet heard any of our Christian leaders saying that torture of people is wrong, whether they have information. But what happens if they don't have any information? How are we any different than the communists and the other groups that have tortured people down through the ages? Why don't our leading ministers speak out? And if they have, I said they were not hearing about it. I haven't heard about it. And this is one of the most disturbing things. I think of those screams.
About the unjust war. What about this unjust war? We used to believe in St. Augustine's just war theory. That was something that was universally accepted among Christian peoples. Thousands of years of tradition has gone into the just war theory, even pre-Augustine and after, that you only fight a war under certain conditions, such as you had to be under imminent attack or endangerment. You had to have a declaration of war legally. You had to fight it with a limited idea. In other words, you would win the war and then you would come home. It wasn't an empire building or prolonged war. All that went out the window, especially when George W. Bush became president. And this preemptive war doctrine that led to the invasion of Iraq, the invasion of Afghanistan, the bombing of Libya. We are engaged in hostile activity with other Middle Eastern nations as well as those.
Don't forget Yemen, of course.
Absolutely. And where are the ministers to stand up and say, wait a minute, you know, none of this matches just war philosophy. They seems like the preachers, the evangelical fundamentalist preachers of America, are the biggest, loudest cheerleaders for preemptive war. I don't understand it. War is a terrible, awful thing, and yes, it's sometimes justified in self-defense, just like we have a right to defend ourselves as individuals and families. And it's a horrible thing when you have to take a life, and if it's justified in self-defense, then we understand the necessity of that. But war is a horrible, horrible thing. No real Christian person could desire that we be a war-mongering people.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand before
Chuck, you go right ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, nobody can sing that song like Kate Smith.
No, but I love to hear that. And of course, I fear that God is not going to bless America, but this is sort of like remembrance of things past and the way I wish things were rather than the way they are today.
Amen. And, that's why my son Tim is a constitutional attorney. And of course, I've been a pastor for 35 years, and we collaborated together to write this book, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission, because of the overbearing, erroneous interpretation of that passage of Scripture, which has made slaves over us. You know, Patrick Henry made a very astute statement one time and I'm paraphrasing him, I'm not saying it near as eloquently as he did, but in our modern parlance, he said, you know, before men can put shackles around your neck, they first have to put it around your heart. And what this fallacious teaching of Romans 13 does is it puts the shackles around men's hearts. They lose the freedom and the liberty, the independence that God has given us as beings created in His image and turned us into slaves before the shackles are put around our necks. And that's why we thought it was so important that we get this book out into the Christian community.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Pastor Chuck is simply saying that, this is Dr. Stan, of course, Pastor Chuck was simply saying that, you know, before you can put shackles around people's wrists and neck, you've got to put shackles around their heart. And what people have to understand is what is really going on today, and this is why he and his son Tim have written this book on Romans 13. Now, before we go on, Chuck, I'd like you to go ahead and get your telephone number or your address or your email or certainly your location out. So if we have people listening up there in Montana, they know how to get in touch with you.
Right. Well, the best way to get a hold of us and order the book and contact us is to go to my website. And the directions are very clear. When they get to the website, they can contact me. They can order the book. It's Chuck Baldwin Live, all one word. Chuck Baldwin Live, LIVE.com. That's ChuckBaldwinLive.com. We have phone numbers there, contact information. If they live in the Flathead Valley area of Montana, they can find the fellowship very easily. We're downtown Kalispell. We meet at a hotel downtown. They can order the book. And so that is by far and away the best way to get a hold of us. ChuckBaldwinLive.com.
Now, how far are you from the Bitterroot Valley?
Oh, about 100 miles north.
Okay, fine.
Bitterroot.
Okay, fine. That's about the only place I've been that I know of in Montana, but I know it's great country, great people, and a lot of people who really love America moved to Montana. And you may very well be fortunate up there because we're moving into some very, very difficult times here throughout most of America. Well, our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Pastor Chuck Baldwin, we're talking about Romans 13 and how this has been misinterpreted and utilized by people who would enslave the American people, having very little to do with, of course, what Paul really said or was referring to. But go right ahead and pick up the story from there, Chuck.
Well, we take the scriptures from both testaments, as well as the writings of the great Christian philosophers, theologians, and apologists of history, including American history, and we show unequivocally that this modern interpretation of Romans chapter 13 is not consistent, not only with the Word of God and the teachings of Scripture, it's not consistent with the understood philosophy of Christianity for hundreds and thousands of years previous to this point. And I think what we have to recognize is that the powers that be have done a masterful job, just like Hitler did in Nazi Germany, of diluting the resistance of the church. And, of course, the 501c3 tax-exempt status is one way they've done this. That was Lyndon Johnson's creation back in 1954. And through that intimidation, Romans 13 comes along and provides the scriptural justification in their minds of going ahead and submitting to this 501c3 monstrosity. And so this has permeated our Bible schools, our seminaries, our colleges of America. And I would venture to say, Dr. Stan, that if you were to look at the percentages of Nazi Germany, of the churches that resisted Hitler, and compare it to those in America today that are resisting the unlawful edicts of government today, you would probably find it would be very similar in Nazi Germany, it was 5% or less. 800 out of 14,000. I dare say, of the 300,000 evangelical churches in America today, you're probably left with 5% or less that are teaching the true meaning of Romans chapter 13. And that's why this book is so important.
I'm sure it is, and because what's really so interesting to me is we have a fair number of ministers. I mean, I don't know how many, maybe 50, 25 to 50 who listen to our programs, and certainly some of them support us. And I realize a lot of them can't because ministers don't have a lot of money, but we do appreciate their support, and we appreciate just simply listening to our programs and getting the information out. I wish there were a lot more, but certainly I appreciate them, and our message to our listeners is, if you have a minister in your community who's standing up and preaching the truth about what's going on politically and certainly spiritually, why, of course, go to their church and help them, because believe me, everything will be done to try to limit their ability. The thing that the enemies of God want is for the church to be awakened and to take a stand, because the one thing that the devil fears is an awakened American population.
Oh, boy, how important that is. You know, that's why a few years ago I started the Black Regiment webpage. And if people will go to my website, ChuckBaldwinLive.com, they'll find a link to the Black Regiment, which is, of course, the moniker that was given to the colonial pulpits in America back in the 1700s during our War for Independence by the British. And we asked pastors, if you believe in these principles, and we, put out a list of what those were, and you want to be identified as a Black Regiment pastor today, we invite you to join our webpage, and I'm happy to report, Dr. Stan, we have over 400 pastors that are right now on our Black Regiment page, and people can go and click there, and it's organized by state, and wherever you live, you can find your state, and it'll give you city by city the churches where pastors are identified as Black Regiment pastors. And, I say this all the time, it's time for the people of America, the Christian men and women of America, to start voting with their feet. If you're tired of your pastor and your church not speaking the truth, not standing for anything, and giving this wishy-washy, mealy-mouthed message, then it's time that you vote with your feet and go find a pastor who will. And these 50 pastors that are supporting you, Dr. Stan, the people that are listening, they ought to find who these pastors are, and if they live within driving distance, they ought to attend those churches. I would rather attend a church that I may not agree with totally in their denominational doctrine. I'm a Baptist. But I would rather go to, let's say, a non-denominational church or a Presbyterian church or a Methodist church where the pastor was willing to take a stand on these essential issues of liberty and preach the truth. I can disagree with these secondary things, but these essential elements of liberty are so fundamental to our freedom that we must support the pastors that are preaching the truth. And if they're not preaching the truth, then why do we go there? Why do we worship there? Why do we give our tithes and offerings there? Let's find these 50 men that are supporting you, and let's support them, and let's help them. And there's probably many others. And go to my webpage and look at the Black Regiment guys and support them. Because there are preachers out there across America that are preaching the truth, but unfortunately, so many times, the people of the area where they live do not attend those churches. Amen. They will not support those churches.
Well, could you give us some examples in the New Testament where Christians are admonished to resist tyrannical actions of government? Apparently Peter had something in one of his Gospels about the, or one of his books about taking a stand on the Gospel. But do you have some examples you could give for us?
Sure. Simon Peter and the apostles in the book of Acts, I think it was Acts chapter 5 and 6, were instructed by their authorities, their civil government, to stop preaching and teaching on the street. I mean, that they, if you compare it to today, they would have zoning restrictions, land use restrictions on you can't speak in this particular place. So and the apostles, Simon Peter, spoke for the rest of them, and he said very, very clearly, very boldly, we must obey God rather than men. You know, do whatever you're going to do to us, but we are not going to submit to that order, to that injunction. And of course, they were whipped. They were put in jail. Some of them were killed. James, the apostle, pastor of the church of Jerusalem, was executed. And when you look at the lives of the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, every single one of them, except John, was put to death by a civil government. Now, why were they put to death? They were put to death because they resisted the authority of that government. You look at the Roman Empire. When the Roman Empire, you know, was famous for its tolerance of religion. They had gods, you know, to everybody, and anybody could worship. They didn't care what your religion was. So people need to ask themselves the question, why were the Christians of the Roman Empire persecuted? Because Rome was tolerant. Rome was diverse. They reveled in their diversity, in their pluralism. They accepted all religions, all gods, all faiths. But the Christians were persecuted, thrown to the lions, sawn in asunder. Why was this? Because of only one reason. Rome and Caesar demanded of your congregation, your faith, whatever it was, that you also recognize Caesar to be your authority. I don't care what you worship, as long as you also recognize Caesar to be that supreme authority. And all these other religions, that's fine. Yeah, hail Caesar. Well, the Christians came along and they said, no, we have only but one king. And it's not Caesar, it's Jesus Christ. We will have no other gods. There are no other gods but him. And because of that position, that there was no other authority equal to God, that the highest authority was not Caesar, it was Christ. Because of that, the Roman Empire persecuted them, killed them, slaughtered them, and we know the story. But it all goes back to the resistance to unlawful human authority.
Excellent, excellent point. And I think people have to understand that we as Christians have an obligation. And when the government is doing things that really, like, for instance, taking God and prayer out of our schools and certainly handing out condoms to our children and preventing discipline, not only in schools, but in the homes, the things that they're doing, certainly promoting homosexuality, all these things are all in violation of God's law. And I believe God is going to bring his judgment on this country. I think it's not a matter of if, but when it's coming. It's coming as sure as God made little green apples. And there's no instance in all history where God has not moved to destroy nations and civilizations that have turned against him. And the world is anti-Christian today. The world is anti-God. The official policy of our federal government is anti-Christian. I mean, you can certainly go into the schools and you can have Muslim prayers. Nobody's objecting to that. You can have Buddhist prayers, but don't you dare mention the name of Jesus Christ. And that's not an accident. There is a conspiracy against Christianity at every level of our government. And where is the outcry from the Christian churches? Well, we'll just, we don't say anything. Why? If we go along, we'll get along. And I say, you do not get along by going along. You bring a sure God's judgment coming upon your church and, of course, upon the community.
Oh, absolutely. And in verse 3 of Romans chapter 13, I think it just goes along with what you said. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. So right there, God establishes the parameter and the jurisdiction of civil government. It says that civil government has a responsibility to not be a terror to good works. But what do we find? find going on today. We find, just like what you're saying, that good is evil today, and evil is good. It's been an inversion of righteousness among many public policy officials, especially at the federal level. And yet the scripture says that there is a jurisdiction. Rulers are not a terror to good works. So what happens when the rulers become a terror to good works? They, at that moment, are illegitimate. They do not have God's protection. They cannot claim God's authority. They have overstepped the boundary of decency, justice, and righteousness. Just the same as if a father because he's bigger and stronger than his little child, decides that he's going to abuse that child and beat that child senseless, there's not a person listening to us right now that would say that that man has a right to beat that little child because he's bigger and stronger and I'm his dad. And so I can just whip him any way I want, and I can just beat him any way I want. I can abuse him any way I want because I'm his dad. And he must know. We all understand the difference between a lawful, just fatherhood and a bully, unrighteous, evil father. And we obviously could apply that in our families all across the board. Well, the same thing is true nationally, politically. Rulers are not a terror to good works. They have no right to bully and terrorize, take advantage of, beat down good people that are doing good work. And yet, that what they say, well, we must submit to government no matter what they do. No, God established a parameter, a jurisdiction. In verse 4, it says that God, he is the minister of God, the civil authority, a revenger, the word revenger there, in the Greek means one who carries out justice. One who carries out justice. To execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Upon him that doeth evil. Not upon him that doeth good. Human government has no power or authority given it by God to do evil upon good men. Or to execute evil upon righteous men. But only upon that which is deemed to be unlawful or unrighteous. And so the idea that government can make its own laws and its own rules, and if it wants to persecute and if it wants to punish good people who are doing good things, that they have the right to do that by God, and that good men are supposed to sit back and just take this abuse and this injustice because, after all, they are the civil authority. No. That has never been the understood teaching of Romans chapter 13. There is a jurisdictional authority given by God to every person who holds a position of authority. And when they transgress that jurisdiction, then they are no longer under the protection of God. They can no longer be viewed as a minister of God or a representative of God. And they must be viewed as a tyrant, and they need to be treated as such.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, Chuck, we have 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
Well, Dr. Sam, just I want to say, first of all, how much I really...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United
States. To help awaken people to the true meaning of what God's Word has taught us relative to authority and our submission to it. When is it right to resist? When is it right to recognize the lawfulness and the duty of resisting unjust government, the scripturalness of it, the rightness of it, the justness of it? And we think we have all those foundational tools laid out in black and white in this book, Romans 13, The True Meaning of Submission. ChuckBaldwinLive.com.
God bless you, and thanks very much.
Thank you, Dr.
Good night. Okay, fine. That was Pastor Chuck Baldwin. We certainly hope that you'll want to get the book. We're having Tim on tomorrow evening, Tim Baldwin, and we will be carrying the book down the line. Right now, of course, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the audience listening, we do hope that many of you will decide you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's how we're able to maintain our network of, between 60 and 65 outlets every single week. We're somewhere in America. People are hearing the truth. So if you'd like to suddenly join the Radio Liberty family, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, if you'd like, of course, to know what's really going on about the invisible or secret forces working behind the scenes, why, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will introduce you to it. Certainly, if you'd like to get a four-tape set on the Skull and Bone Society, the Bohemian Grove, we have them, and we have a DVD on the Bohemian Grove. We have a couple of books on Skull and Bones. If you want to know about the Bilderbergs, we have a